You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Earlier today, I got a chance to catch up with, in my opinion, over the last 25 years, he has been the best player in college basketball. We got a chance to be joined by Tyler Hansborough. Tyler Hansborough is going to be in town for PickleCon. We asked him, what got you into pickleball?
So my brother played a lot of tennis. I played a lot of ping pong. And so naturally, pickleball was kind of the middle ground for us. And there was no way I was going to pick up tennis. Anytime soon, it requires a lot of skill. And so, you know, the thing about pickleball is everybody, you can pick up and play pretty much your first time. And it's pretty easy sport to pick up, and it's a very addicting sport. And so we both started playing. Then we got into some family battles, and, you know, our family got involved, his wife's sister, and we just started going at it, and we've been playing ever since.
Who's somebody notable that you've played pickleball against? You said it's been a family thing, but you're right. This thing has really broadened out. A lot of people are playing pickleball. Have you had some great wars against somebody?
Well, pickleball, you never judge a book by its cover, first of all. I've been humbled many a times by the retirement community at Ephesus Park in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, when I first started playing. Some notable people. You know, it's, you think you're getting better, and there's one of the best players in the world, Colin Schick, who's he was in med school at UNC, and so I'd come across him every once in a while, and I got an opportunity to play him in town, and it's just amazing how good some of these top professional pickleball players are, and it's, you just really can't describe how much better they are than just even a good average recreational player.
I would imagine that these games get really competitive. Like, you don't make it to the level of basketball that you made it at without being a fiercely competitive person. I'm guessing that this still gives you a lot of those same competitive juices and vibes when you get a chance to go up against either former teammates, former classmates, or your brother.
Absolutely. Pickleball can get the best of you emotionally. I've had a lot of outbursts that I'm not proud of and said some things I'm ashamed of saying, but that's just pickleball. Trash talking, and, you know, there's a social aspect. You meet a lot of different people, but it is very competitive. And believe me, when I play, I want to win. Naturally, I just want to win, and, you know, if there's a competition, but especially with the amount of money I've poured into pickleball and how much I've worked on my game, I definitely want to see some winning results.
So we had Sharon Collins on the show a couple of weeks ago when I asked him to make his, you know, his KU starting five. I want you to do the same exercise at North Carolina. We don't got to go historical. We don't got to go Michael Jordan, James Worthy, but just guys over the last 25 years, guys from your freshman year until now. If you had to create your own starting five at North Carolina, what would it be?
I'd have to go Ty Lawson. I played with him. Unbelievable player. National champion. I can't remember when Antoine Jamison retired or when he left school. Not sure if he falls in that 25-year category. I'm going to put him on hold. Myself, Sean May, I'm going to go big. I'm going to put Antoine in there if he falls in that 25-year gap. And we got to have a shooter. So I'm going to put Wayne Ellington in there as well. Is that five or six?
No, that's five. That's a solid five. That five is giving anybody's alumni, that five is giving them trouble.
All right, perfect. I like it.
What is it like to be a part of such a rich history and tradition at North Carolina? You mentioned some of the great alums. I mean, Michael Jordan went there. Vince Carter went there. Sam Perkins, James Worthy. Your name is among them. You were one of the greatest players to ever play at North Carolina. What is it like to be a part of that fraternity?
Well, so I met the criteria to get my jersey retired my junior year. And it's funny because I laugh even thinking about, you know, when I used to look up at the jerseys in the rafters, I actually laughed when I saw my name next to like Jordan and, you know, Antoine and those guys, just because I consider them, you know, it just like, they're like gods to me almost, because I was such a basketball fan, and to see my name up there with, you know, some of the all-time greats, you know, I'm super honored to be up there, but those guys, you know, make Carolina what it is. And, you know, I put a lot of work into my game. So knowing that, you know, my jersey's up there with some of the greats, it represents a lot of people in my community and a lot of people who have been there with me throughout my basketball journey.
I mean, you're kind of the last of a dying breed in college basketball. Like, we're around the same age, but, like, we got a chance to, like, see your game grow and mature and the highs and lows and the battles that you had against Duke or against Kansas or against those teams, and you stayed all 4 years. I don't feel like there's many players like you in college basketball anymore.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, they're staying 4 years, but not at the same school. Maybe even longer nowadays. It is different. The landscape has definitely changed, and I agree with that. I think the quality of basketball has taken a hit, in my personal opinion. And what I don't like about it is, in particular, the portal. I think that kids aren't getting coached like they used to. I think there's a lot of value you know, into a kid being under the same coach for 4 years and having a tough coach really coach them, discipline them, and teaching them the game. So I don't see, you know, pretty much, you know, the improvement kind of like all college basketball fans used to see from a freshman year kid to a senior year kid. And, you know, I don't like that aspect. But, yeah, I think playing for Coach Williams for 4 years, I was in a very good situation, and I got to play for, you know, one of the greatest coaches ever, and I learned a lot, and it helped shape me as a person and as a player.
You mentioned the transfer portal. NIL is also a major part of today's game as well. Do you think about the amount of money that you would have got for your senior year to come back to school and play in North Carolina? You would have been the highest paid player in college basketball. You'd have been in a bunch of commercials in 2008, 2009.
I would have loved to have a little extra cash. I don't know anybody that doesn't want more money. But you know what? I would rather have the experience that I had at UNC, and I mean that. I don't think that my team would have stayed together for 4 years and I wouldn't have had the experience I had. I made a lot of money in the NBA and playing basketball, which is, you know, if you're good enough, eventually that will take care of itself. But, no, I don't think my team would have stayed together and we wouldn't have had, you know, the same experience as during the NIL era.
A couple of questions about your career. Number one, what made you wear number 50? Like, whenever you were a kid and they were assigning numbers, 50 was not the number a lot of kids gravitated towards. Like, you wanted 21 or 23 or 15. What made you grab number 50?
Everyone says, why'd you wear 50? It's not my number. It's my older brother's number, Greg, who is, man, he's, you know, that's one of my best friends, my brother, and he's been an inspiration to me my whole life. So we played high school basketball together, and I actually, my freshman year, I wore, I think, 11, and he wore 50. And so whenever he left, I said, man, I got to take Greg's number. So I wore 50, and that's why I picked number 50.
Someone had to give you the nickname Psycho T. Who was the first person to call you that, and why do you think it stuck?
It caught like wildfire. Psycho T, so the person that gave me that nickname does not call me Psycho T anymore. He said it became new mainstream. It's a close friend of mine now, but it was a strength coach at UNC. I was a very quiet, shy kid growing up. But in the weight room, I've kind of pumped myself up, you know, just like everybody does. And it's a place where you can, you know, grunt a little bit and yell a little bit. And I did that. And he said, man, you're crazy. You're quiet and you come in here and yell. So he called me Psycho T. And I have no idea why it stuck, but people love that nickname. I don't mind it. I don't really care either way.
And that is Tyler Hansborough joining us on the show today. In my money, for the last 25 years, I think that Tyler Hansborough was the best player in college basketball. He won a championship in 2009. He was the National College Player of the Year in 2008, a consensus All-American all 4 years while he was in school, and his number is retired by North Carolina. Tyler, it was truly an honor to have you join us today, man. Really appreciate your time, and good luck at PickleCon.
Thanks, guys. Come check us out. It's going to be fun. We're going to put on a good show, so I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. I got a chance to catch up with Tyler Hansborough. I know this might be sacrilegious to say this because this comparison, this player went to Duke. I think Tyler Hansborough is our version of Christian Laettner.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, change makers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.